That's all. You give them so many licks, you, you know, spank the whip would be what one.
You ever hear of the trounce?
No, no. And
the divisions of the school were grades, were
well, grades, yes.
And the places where you sat in the schoolroom and the furniture
was just a desk. Just
And when you were talking about the Civil War, was it the Civil War or the war between the states? And
you know, it was always a war between the states, of course. And depending upon the teacher, there would be a great deal of climate feeling there, of course. There's an emotional overtone, sort of drama. And because most of us had come out of homes that had been, where the Yankees had been in and all that sort of thing. A lot of the homes standing where they'd been. We have silver that the Yankees had broken to see if it was plated or not. All this. Every family had some sort of, not only tradition there, but some physical thing that they could view that would always keep the thing alive, you know, pretty well. The sword of the man who fell was would be hanging on the wall and all that sort of thing, you know.
When would the term Civil War come into play?
I just didn't get that till college.
Is that right?
I'm sure it was used, but I just, I never, it was just war between the states.
And is that pretty well died out now?
Yes, it's died out.
Civil Wars.
Of course, we have societies that keep it sort of alive, I'm sure, and they give papers and whatever.
Yes, but I mean the term. It's fascinating how the term war between the states is more acceptable than
Civil War. Well, Civil War, I think, has a connotation of rebelling on our part. In other words, civil strife started by us, you know.
Yes, I assume that this was a less respectable term because it seemed to be an insurrection rather than a legitimate war between two sets of states. The possibilities for women after school would be what kind of occupation?
You mean after college?
After they left high school.
After high school. I don't believe they I don't know what they could do, frankly. In my day and age, very little, because I was there with depression time with me. So I can't think of any particular ways that they were equipped to doing anything.
Say secretarial?
They could assist in somebody's office, or assist some professional man, or something like that.
Would they be known as secretary?
No.
What was the feeling about nurses, nursing training?
Nursing, of course, in my day and age, was beyond the pale.
I've heard that.
That's right. And among the boys, nurses were thought of as an easy mark. Their morals were always in question. They were supposed to come from the lower classes, and it was very necessary and a very intimate, fine thing to do in a way, but it was just one cut above a servant.
That, even to your generation?
Oh, yes. Not until I was out of college. I've been in hospital work 30 years, and not until I've been in hospital work for some time did they start glamorizing nurses and start paying enough to get them elevated a little bit. People always apologize for being a nurse, the better classes just didn't go into it.
The word common, what would this mean? she's very common.
Common would imply to me possibly a combination of lower class as well as the type of person she was.
Would it be a pejorative description?
No.
It would not?
No. Derogatory term completely. She's common means that either her morals are questionable or she comes from ordinary people, same type of words. She's so ordinary. She's so common.